Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Kingery. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Scott Bankhead. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy O'Neill. And now, play ball. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Bankhead covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. White reaches second base with a double. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is walked intentionally. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Kingery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White takes first base on ball 4. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Grubb moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett is walked intentionally. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Collins steals second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Neill. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Black now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Parrish strikes out. One out. Darnell Coles pinch hits for Darrell Evans. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dwight Lowry now playing first base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lowry scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.